The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Well, the trade wars have had a big impact on the Australian stock market today. Good afternoon, Kevin Johnson.
That's true, just like they had a big impact on the US market last night, which dropped a lazy 700 points and made a few people nervous today. It's hit our market as well, and we're down 114 points, 5,929, just sub 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it down to uncertainty. You know, what is a trade war? What does it mean? What does it affect? What commodities does it affect? Who does it affect? You know, is it going to happen or not? It's a bit like every year in Australia we have changes to superannuation policy, and 3 years later nothing's changed, but there's enough fear to stop people doing anything.
And if we take it a step back, Kevin, of course we know that there's going to be an arrangement here between the US and Australia, so directly we're not affected, but if there is a so-called trade war between the US and China, then we are obviously impacted via that indirectly.
Correct, and we may be impacted on a positive way with some parts of that, because if they say, well, we can't sell the US, we'll sell it into China, into Australia. I don't know. It's so much uncertainty. Markets hate uncertainty. They need to know what's going on. That's why we've seen the market been performing well recently, because it was sort of like, we know that interest rates are going on. We know this is happening. We know South Korea's in a box over there, or North Korea, I should say. And all of a sudden, you put trade war. What does that mean? Okay, uncertainty. So people take, you know, particularly for the high price stocks, they take some money off the table. They sit back and reassess. And so we're going through that phase, you know. And it coincided with the Friday. The Friday flights are back. 5,929, as I mentioned. You know, it's sorry to sound a little bit droll, but you've just seen it all before, you know, and how we react to it. There's some little pockets of good news. And then at the gold price, very strong, up $10. It's 1,338. The currency's been fluctuating around, but it's back down towards 77 now, which means a gold price in Aussie dollars of $1,735. That's a very healthy margin for Australian gold producers, which are already cashed up, I might add. So that was interesting. That's, in fact, when I look at the big cap stocks that have moved today, that's the only one in the actual volume that actually is up, which is Newcrest up 19. Percentage-wise, Resolute, I think, are up 3%, up 4 to 127. And the rest are all companies I've never heard of, and it's only 1 or 2% anyway. So not much to report on that front today. Big cap stocks were hit with. Obviously, it's the big money moving out. The banks are all down 1 or 2.5%.
As the Royal Commission continues as well into the banks.
Oh, talk of droll. Yes, correct. You know, every battler's got a claim against a bank or something to complain about. We'll put his hand up there. We look like they're interested, and they'll do nothing about it in the next 3 years. But, you see BHP down 3%, Rio down 4%. Well, I think a couple of times this week I said BHP was up 3% and Rio was up a couple of percent. So a lot of the prices are returning to where they were Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. So, yeah, it's just interesting to see how it all plays out. I don't think it's going to smash commodities demand. It will just cause a few little changes here and there. And sometimes it's just a warning shot, you know. Trump's not afraid to do that, you know, to say things and then run and behold, Republicans behind him run around and say, oh, actually, we're not going to do that. We won't let that happen. But it's enough to scare people, and it's enough to put a few people on the back foot today. So that's the stock market, and I'm glad it's done for the week.
Thank you, Kevin. Catch up next week.